Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thompson to the right of Cousins in the shotgun. Cousins awaiting the shotgun snap. Four-man pressure coming from Oakland. Throws for the end zone. Got it! Touchdown! Vernon Davis in the middle of the end zone had beaten two defenders. Cousins a strike to cap the scoring drive. Davis shoots the ball like a basketball through the goalposts, and Washington takes the 13-0 lead.
I'm looking in my pocket. Let's see. I'm trying to go get a drink. I've got quarters and pennies and nickels. I'm missing something.
What are you missing?
I got
a 50-cent piece, a Buffalo nickel?
No, I've got
nickel?
Two quarters.
Yeah, but you have a Susan B. Anthony dollar coin?
No, I don't have that. Oh, yeah, I do. I have a Susan B. Anthony right here.
Okay, you can
so
get
I've
some
got
of that.
That.
You missed
quarters,
something?
Pennies.
You can grab that good throw.
Nickels.
Steve Nash. I think Steve Nash passing the ball
Steve
to somebody
Nash.
For a basket. A really attractive
assist.
Woman.
Yep.
Another name for that.
An assist. It's this is my dad giving me definitions.
Uh-huh.
Living room kitchen table years
uh-huh.
ago. Jubilant is excited. Is when I was doing my vocab words.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Nash, it's an assist, it's a pass.
John Wall on the break, right? Bradley Beal mm-hmm. trailing on the right-hand side. John Wall draws the defense, but
drop
with
pass.
A preternatural sense to kick it to Bradley Beal for three. It's there! It's there!
Drop pass.
No, it's a different word for an
kick
assist. It's unit of 10.
Penetration.
Measure of 10.
Unit of 10. Give me another example of how it would be used.
Okay. That girl's very attractive. She is a?
Smoke.
Yep, different word for that.
Smoke
so
show.
Think of something that's an assist and an attractive word. A unit of 10. A unit of 10.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hot. What else?
That girl is
poison. No, this is something that's very desirable.
Sexy.
It's a unit of measure. It's a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Think of the unit of 10.
That
unit
girl's perfect. That girl's mm-hmm. a binary one. That mm-hmm. girl's flawless.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. We're going to run out of time here in a moment.
Okay. Give me one more example, like one more way it would be used.
I have two nickels. I also have this unit of measure.
A dime?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Looking for a dime. Thank you very much, Charlie Dave.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. I get it.
He threw one.
He dropped the dime.
He threw a dime.
That's what he did. Yeah. Hey, friends, how are you on Chris Thompson Day?
Day.
Tommy, have we gotten any Chris Thompson Day memories for you? You got any music over there? Fire them up. Let's get a little. I want to know how Thom DeLay spends his Chris Thompson Day when he gets the family around on a day much like this one. It's warm out, unseasonably warm for Chris Thompson Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
I didn't know we were doing this here, but I can tell you that Chris Thompson Day is one of my favorite days of the year. It's something I always look forward to. And my favorite part of Chris Thompson Day is getting about 60% daily fantasy exposure in big tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Chris Thompson.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you're able to maybe link him up with Kirk Cousins so you can double up.
You can double them.
On that DFS play.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
And then the next morning, you climb down the stairs to look under your Christmas tree and see all of those credits and quarters that have been put right back into your DFS account.
Oh.
And like what Danny brought up earlier,
mm-hmm.
this isn't always a good thing.
Right.
And that sometimes we do have bad holidays.
We do.
As a PSA to all of the people that celebrate Chris Thompson Day, as I fade the music down because we've run out of bed, maybe next week, even if there is a Chris Thompson Day next week, maybe don't get so much exposure on him because maybe there are people in other towns figuring out who Chris
they're
Thompson
catching
is.
On now,
it's a
yeah.
good word of advice from Tommy. Let's go to Alan in Centerville. We're looking for your highlight. It is Chris Thompson Day. Best moment of your night was what? Alan in Centerville, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. So, number one, this NFL, this game is a game of inches. I'm sure a lot of people have heard this before. Kirk Cousins spreading out the ball like he has in the past. That's huge. Let's not forget, you mentioned Grant and Vernon Davis made big plays, did the little things on the field like you're supposed to, and also Doxson making that big play. They finally put him on the field like they have, and he's definitely put a lot of life into the fans and amongst the players.
That does rally the troops around him because they've been waiting a long time like we have, knowing that Doxson can do that because they see it in practice. Nelson, if you had to pick a moment from last night that was the best, what would you say?
I'll tell you what, it was a nondescript moment. That yes, the defense got two sacks, but there was a time where Carr had to put his left hand out to keep his center from running into him.
Oh,
at that moment,
exciting.
When I saw, the first possession of the games was kind of feel out process, a little hand fighting. But when I saw our guy shoving them that far back that he had to push off his own guy to create space, I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That's a great call. That is one of the best feelings in the world.
It's what I want.
When a quarterback tucks the ball with one hand into his arm like a running back and then has to literally extend his arm like a Heisman pose because Matt Ioannidis is driving the center so far backwards that he's about to put his butt right on Derek Carr's stomach.
Eli Manning, that goofy bad body language turnover machine, has two Super Bowls because four men carried his behind all the way to a championship. Those four down defensive linemen wreaked havoc. Four defensive linemen made it so that the Giants could win two Super Bowls.
J.R.
I want
Rockville,
that.
You're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
So, you guys already mentioned the Doxson play, which was awesome. But I guess my favorite moment was when we actually sealed the deal with the defense with that goal line stance when we gave the ball away in our own side of the field. We had so many chances to self-implode, and the defense bailed us out. I mean, that was just great to see
that. The P. Ryan fumble. Yeah, good call, JR. They took over first and 10 Oakland football in the red zone, and the defense stood tall and forced a field goal. At that point, it went from 24, could have been 24-14, or was it 21? I think it would have been 24-14.
At that point, it would have been 24-14.
Instead, it was 24-10, and the game was over. Time and time again, the defense standing up and making plays, put in bad spots by special teams. Andre Manassas, what's up?
Hey, you know what? We are 2-0 when our owner is doing the dance of joy and caught on NBC. And
Dance
I think,
and
you know, when he scored the touchdown out of Doxson, I think it was the most impressive thing for me because ultimately I remember telling somebody when I was walking through the parking lot in my car that, hey, we got to watch out for Doxson. So I was excited to see the Doxson catch.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate you. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in? We'll take more of your favorite moments from last night. Also, look around the NFC East. The Cowboys play a bad Cardinals team tonight. If somehow Arizona stuns Dallas, we're going to have a different conversation about the boys in the NFC East come tomorrow morning.
Little restructuring happened.
Grant and Danny, Bradley Beal supposed to give us a call from Wizards Media Day before the top of the hour as well. We'll be busy on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.